A suspected BC gangster brought back to BC after years of eluding police returned to BC Supreme Court April 17 on murder charges. Connor Vincent Demonte was being held in custody in Puerto Rico, where he was arrested in 2022 after years of being sought by police for his alleged role in a gang-related homicide. However, he was returned to Canada in March. Demonte is now awaiting a legal aid application for his defense. Justice Jasmine Ahmad heard from Tyson Tolhan, an Article in Law student speaking for defense lawyer Chris Johnson. Demonte is charged with first-degree murder in the February 6, 2009 death of Kevin Leckler, who was gunned down mid-afternoon as he sat in his truck in a Langley Mall parking lot. He was also charged with conspiracy to kill Red Scorpion's gangsters Jonathan, Jared and Jamie Bacon. The Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit of British Columbia, CFSEUBC, said it worked closely with the United States Marshals Service, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Canada Border Services Agency, Canadian Department of Justice, Canadian Consular Services, and the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team. The other cases. On January 13, 2022, BC's Court of Appeal rejected the case of Corey Valley, a Lower Mainland gang member convicted of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder. The theory of the Crown was that Valley was a hired hit man of the UN, United Nations, gang and was culpable in both the conspiracy to murder and the murder of Leckler, the appeal ruling said. During the lengthy 2016-2018 BC Supreme Court trial, the defense admitted the existence of a UN gang conspiracy led by Clayton Rouch to murder the Bacons and their associates between January 2008 and February 2009. Among issues Valley appealed were findings he was part of that conspiracy and that he murdered Leckler. BC Supreme Court Justice Janice Dillon found that Valley was the shooter of an Arkansas 15 automatic rifle in the case. Dillon noted Valley was introduced to UN high-level members by Rouch as Frankie, and given the role as a hitman in the search to kill members of the Bacon Group. The appeal court said Dillon did not have a reasonable doubt that Valley was a member of the conspiracy. Much of the guilty verdict rested on the evidence from other gangsters, which Valley's appeal lawyers said should be treated as suspect and not credible. The judge made extensive and detailed credibility findings based on the mountain of evidence she heard, the three-judge appeal panel heard. We find no error demonstrated on which to interfere with her findings. We do not consider that there is any merit to this ground of appeal. The appeal also dealt with the application for a mistrial stemming from late admission of video evidence. The video footage showed Valley in a restaurant near the homicide scene with other gang members hours before the killing. The defense had sought a mistrial on the admission of the late evidence. Dillon rejected that. The appeal court found Dillon made no error in law in declining the mistrial application.